Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Amar Rav Shlokish Kedei Lachancha B'mitzvus. That's a machlokes. Rav Yochanan says it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that a father has the right to make a Naziris for his father. He give him a Kabbal Naziris for his son. And Rav Shlokish says, no, it's not Halacha, it's not a Diraisa, it's only the Rabbanu Dik Halacha. Kedei Lachancha B'mitzvus, the father has the right as mitzvus chinuch to get his son used to the mitzvah of Naziris. So the father could be mekabel nezirus for his son, and the nezirus is only midrabbanan according to Rosh Lakish. So Mara says, "Ihochi if so, afilo ishanami." Like if you learn it's only a mitzvah chinuch, so why can't the mother do it for a son also? Like if you tell me it's a lach l'mashim Sinai, so the lach was said only upon the father and not upon the mother. But if you tell me it's only a mitzvah chinuch that the father that is chiyuv chinuch, he can make his son into a nazir, so how come the mother can't make her son into a nazir also? Freddy Mori Hochi is so afil ishanami. Samara says, Kisava Rosh Lakish holds that ish chayiv lechanech b'noi b'mitzvois, v'yena isha chayeves lechanech es b'no. There's only a mitzvah chinuch upon the father. The father has to see that his children does mitzvahs. Mashenkin, there's no chiv upon the mother chinuch. The mother doesn't have the chiyuv chinuch to mechanech a child. The mitzvah chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the mother. The verse is like this: But bishleim el Rabbi Yechanan diyama halachi ben nazir. If you tell me this halacha of our Mishnah is halacha l'meishem misina that the father could be madir his son to make him into a nazir, lahachi benoyin bitalai. Then I understand why the father could only do it for his son and not for his daughter. Like that's the halacha l'moshe Mesinai. So halacha was said only upon the son, not upon the daughter. Ela l'Rosh Lakish, afilu bitoi. But according to Rosh Lakish, as a mitzvah chinuch, l'churu there should be a chinuch to mechanech your daughter also. So if it's a mitzvah chinuch, why can't the father make his daughter into a nazir also? So Mara says, "Enechnami Rosh Lakish holds kisavar b'noi chayiv lechanchoi bitoi eina chayiv lechancho." That the mitzvah's chinuch upon the father is only to his son and not to his daughter. It's a swara on the son and not to the daughter. So Tzayis explains before why. B'noyin b'taloi, tekach halochi b'noy d'shayich b'mitzvah's legashi yigdol mutal alav l'chanchoi. A boy, a son, that when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be mechuyiv in all mitzvahs. Therefore now the father has a chiyuv to mechanechim. Abo b'taloi, but the daughter, like even though when she comes to bas mitzvah, she'll have her mitzvahs, but since she's not going to have all the mitzvahs, therefore there's no chiyuv chinuch. Mashmi, even on her mitzvahs also, there's no chiyuv chinuch. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that a father could be madar binoy, his son, and not his daughter. So what's like this? But bishleim al Rav Yechanan, diyom ha'alochi b'nozir, bishleim according to Rav Yechanan, that our Mishnah is alochi l'mashim Mesinai, ahochi b'naziris in, b'nadarim loy. That's why it's good we find such an Indian, the father can make naziris for his son, but we don't find that the father can make nadarim for his son. The father doesn't have right to make a neder for a son. That's the halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Elo l'Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, that learns our Mishnah telling us like a mitzvah chinuch, that the father has a right to be mechanech his son in mitzvah that will have to take care of later. He has a right to start teaching him now. Save so, afilu nadarim nami. The halacha, when it comes to God, he can make a neder, there'll be hilkas nadarim upon him. Save so, why doesn't the father have a right now to make nadarim upon his son, to teach his son how to act? Had the hilchos nedarim, had to be in the had to act through another neder. So Mara says it's true. And loy mi boy kama. Mishnah means not only this, even that. That loy mi boy bin nedarim. The last lay nivel. Not only by nedarim is taka true according to Rosh Lakish that a father has the right to make putting nedarim upon his son to teach his son hilchos nedarim. Not only that there's no nivel, he's not making himself bad, but el afilu bin aziris. Even in the case where you want the father to put Hilchos Naziris upon his son, the Yisle Nivul, that over there we're holding back the son not to drink more, not to take a haircut, is not going to like it so much. There's Nivul, there's discomfort there. So maybe there's no Chiyiv Chinuch. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, there are Filu Hochi, Chayiv L'Chanchoi. Still there's a Chiyiv Chinuch. Even though it's a little Nivul, our component, still there's Chinuch. That's the Chiddush. But then, according to Rosh Lakish, there'll be a chinuch even in the Dharam also, that a father couldn't make a neder upon his son. Must like this. Bishler mal Rabbi Yechonin diyom alochi benazir. According to Rabbi Yechonin, it says that alochel mashim is saying about naziris. Haina diktani. That's why Mishnah goes on to say the chidushim here that if the son later is meichel, like disagrees and says he doesn't want to be a nazir, or if the kroivim disagree, so alochel is the naziris is bottle. See, if it's a special halacha, l'mashim esinai, that's all part of this halacha, that they could disagree and take away the naziris. Haynu diktoni, that's how Mishnah says, micha, oishe michu krevav, either the son himself speaks up and says he doesn't want to be a nazir, he can't take it. Or else the krevim, the brothers, the sisters, they come and complain it's too much for him. And the Mishnah says, what, the naziris goes away? See, if it's halacha, l'mashim esinai, very good. Elol Rabbi Yisir, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rash Lakish, but the Rosh Lakish Hashit, there is, the reason of the Mishnah is only as the mitzvah's chinuch, that the father is supposed to be mechanech his son. If so, ko keminu, kreivim, di arminan lei, le tigmurei mitzvahs. What kind of right does the kreivim have, the relatives have, like to tell the son to stop doing this mitzvah? There's a mitzvah's chinuch here. The father is teaching him hilchos nazirus. So what right do they have to tell him to stop, like not to learn hilchos nazirus? What right can they tell him to stop? Is called Kiminu, Kravim der Minula Latigma Mitzvahs. Does the Kravim have right to tell him stop learning Mitzvahs? It's the Mitzvah Chinuch here. The father's being the Chanuch the son. How to do Mitzvahs Nazirus? So what right do they have to stop it? So more it says, interesting, that Ksav Atei Rish Lakish holds that Kol Chinuch, the Loi Choshiv, Loi Nichalei. That any Chinuch that's not Choshiv, it's Loi Nichalei, it's no good for the son, that's not called Chinuch. So that the son doesn't want, that's not called chinuch. So Taisa says like this, and the Amma before, Ksava ko chinuch le choshiv, to go in chinuch to Naziris, vizyaynehu, to megaleach sarev le nichalei, le b'nei, hilkach yochol limchais. That's as far as since the son is not going to like, therefore it could be meicha. Then Taisa says, v'yesh gersum le chashiva vachifrushay, that ko chinuchu le hachshivay. Though you say that chinuch to teach your son to do mitzvahs, is to get him used to the Indian that mitzvahs is a choshev thing. It's something dear and very great and special to do mitzvahs. But over here, you're teaching him to do something that he's not going to like, that's going to make him feel disgusting. That's not chinuch. In other words, it's a svara, stop the chinuch. That's not a chinuch if the son or the kraven does not want him to be a nazir. And he's just not going to like it and like rebel against it. And it's just going to make him feel terrible being a nazir. That's not chinuch. Chinuch is the pshat that you teach your kid how to start doing mitzvahs, something that he likes, something that's choshev. You have to show him how nice it is. One says Ramesha finds in Shlita, he also speaks that when a father does mitzvahs, he should never kvetch in front of a son. He should never kvetch it. Oy vey, it's so hard, but still I'll do it. Because if the son hears like that, then the son says, no, it's hard for you, so I'm not going to do it anymore. Father has to do mitzvahs in front of the son, say, ah, it's geschmack, it's nice, it's so easy, it's so good. If you talk like that, you have to make your son want to do the mitzvahs. It says you have to make the mitzvahs choshev in the eyes of your son. But here by Naziris, if the son is to start complaining that it's no good, so to force them to keep on doing it, it's not kedai, that's not the mitzvah chinuch. Therefore, the swar according to Rash Lakish, that you don't have to do the chinuch on Naziris anymore. So Moses is weiter. Bishleim al Rabbi Yechonin diyom halachi, according to Ben Nazir, according to Rabbi Yechonin, the din of our Mishnah, is a new halach al Moshem Yisinai, Mishem Hochi, Megaleach, Yovet HaKofa. That's why it's very good after the 30 days of Naziris, the halacha is you have to take a haircut. Now when a nazir takes a haircut, he has to shave off all his hair, and he's shaving off his payas also. Even though normal is an issa to shave off your payas. So by a nazir, midiraisa, that's a heter. So if you learn it's halacha l'mashim esinai, it's good that halacha l'mashim esinai gives you the heter to give him this type of a haircut to cut off his payas. El ol Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rash Lakish k'dei l'chanche b'mitzvahs, HaKovet HaKofa. Good, you want to be mechanech your son as the mitzvah chinuch, but what right do you have to give him such a type of a haircut that you're shaving off his payas? That's an issur d'oraisa. So how could the mitzvah chinuch with the rabbon and be over the issur d'oraisa of cutting off your payas? Gemara says, Kesav Ratei Rosh Lakish holds no, that hakofas kol harosh mid the rabbonin. That cutting off your kol harosh means you're cutting off all your hair and the payas. That's mutter mid d'oraisa. Because midiraisa, it's only yosef to do is to really to make it smooth from the front of your forehead to the back of the ear. If you want to make it a straight line and cut off the payas, that's the yosef midiraisa. But if you cut off all your hair, all over your head, that's not osa midiraisa. That's only midirabanan it's osa. So when a nazir takes his haircut, he has to shave off all his hair from the head. So that's only osa midirabanan. So then the svar is v'chinuch mid rabbonin. Now there's a mitzvah here as chinuch to get your son used to the mitzvahs of nazirus. Therefore the svar is v'yosachinuch the rabbonin v'doch yakov the rabbonin. Here we can understand that the rabbonin let you be over their iser. Like hey marmu v'hey marmu. The rabbonin are the ones that said we don't want you to take such a haircut, even though you're shaving off the payas and your whole head. But that's only standard. I want you to do it. So when you're doing it l'shein chinuch mitzvahs nazirus, then the rabbonin let you do it. So Shloka shows that shaving off your whole head with the payas, that's only yosem the rabbonin, and therefore mishum chinuch is mutter. Bishleim the Rabbi Yechonon the Yoma halachi benozir ahochi megaleich maisi korban. Another kasha. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's very good that after the haircut we bring kavanas for this nozir, because halachu Moshe Mitzrayim is called the good nazirus. So the korban is not called like chulin lazara. Elo Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Ashlokish Kedei Lachancha B'mitzvois Halkamai Sechun Liyazara. The Chur is only a mitzvah Midirabonin this Nazirus. So it comes out Midiraisa, your kid is not a Nazir and you have to bring Kabonis. So it comes out you bring in Chulin Liyazara. That means Midiraisa, this Korban you bring in is only Chulin, and you're shechting it in the base of Migdash itself. That's an Issa to bring Chulin inside the Yazara in the base of Migdash. So how could it be over Nisa Diraisa? So Gemara answers the Nechnami, Kisav, you have to say, Rosh Lakish holds, Kisav, I'll tell you, Chulin v'yazar v'lav d'iraisa. No, this is bringing a behemah of Chulin into the base of Midrash, you're making a shechita there, mid'iraisa, there's nothing wrong with it. So what? It's not carbon, okay? But all you're doing is doing the shechita. There's no issa, it's not us, it's not an issa mid'iraisa. Could only be awesome with the Rabbonin. So then we have the Svara, since it's only Nisim with the Rabbonin, here the Rabbonin will matter you. That since you're doing it L'shei Mitzvahs Nazirus, as Chinuch, the Rabbonin will matter you. But then Echonami, with the Yeraisa he holds, Chulim B'Yazor is Lav the Yeraisa. So Rosh is right to them. Dishleim the Rabbi Yechon the Yomalochi ben Nazir, Ahochi ki Metama Maisi Korbin Siporin. V'yochu Koyin. There's another Kasha now. That Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yechonon, if this kid, if your son becomes Tamei, so halacha is, after he becomes tor, he has to bring two birds. Now, by birds, when you bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, you don't make a shechitzer on the birds. In the Beis Hamikdash, the avodah is a malika. Malika, you take the thumb and go through the back of the neck. And it's not, that's a posel shechitzer. So therefore, if it's a korban that you have to bring the korban, so that's halacha, by a korban, that the malika is mati, you're allowed to eat this bird. By the chatis oif, halacha is the coins, allowed to eat the meat of the bird. So if Ishtoim, if the oif is a real carbon, it's good that there's a heter to make a malika, that's matter the current eat it. But if you're going to tell me now, it's only midirabonin this naziris, midiraisa, there's no chiyah to bring this oif. So if so, when the kohen makes the malika, it's like a treifa. Since it's not a carbon, it's a regular bird, making a malika on a regular bird, it's not the shechita. So it should be also midiraisa for the kohen to eat it. So how are we matter the kohen to eat these birds? So Bishkam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, is very good. Ki ahachi ki metama maisi korban tziporin v'yachol koyin malika, and the koyin could eat the chatesoyif through a malika, because Halacha says midiraisa the kid is a nazir, and therefore he has a chiyuv to bring these kabonis. Elo l'Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rash Lakish hakoachal nevela. According to Rash Lakish, that there's no chiyuv midiraisa to bring these birds. He's only a nozer midirabonin, so midiraisa, this bird, if you set aside for your chatis, is chulin midiraisa. And still the kohen only makes a malika with his thumb through the neck, which is not a good shechita, and he eats the birds, he eats the meat. So who is eating the vela? How does he have a right to eat it? It's being over near midiraisa. So Gemara says like this, I'll tell you that Kisavu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the ain shechita liyef min ha-Torah. The chulin biyazor alav diraisa. I tell you, Rosh Lakish holds that there's no shechit liyef min ha-Torah. That means midiraisa, you're allowed to eat a bird without shechit in Echonami. All you have to do is just make sure it's dead and then eat it. But in Echonami, there's not a locha to make a shechit. Shechit was only said by a behema, not by a knife. That we have to make a shechit is only midirabonin. Then it's good again that the kohen now, when he's eating this oif, even though it's not a carbon, this oif, it's only chulin midiraisa. But midiraisa, though, you're allowed to eat the bird, even though you're just killing it through the neck. It's only midirabonin that you have to have a mitzvah shechita. Midirabonin here, since eating this bird, b'teris, chatesoif, of a nozir, so midirabonin of the mitzvah shechinach, the malika is a good maisa, therefore midirabonin, you're allowed to eat this bird. But I'll tell you, Midiraisa, the reason why the Kohen is allowed to eat this bird, because he holds Midiraisa, you don't have to make a shkita on a knife. The Hilcha Shkita was only set upon behemoth and not upon eifus. I tell you, he says, Ksav Rav Yisrael B'chanina, Ein Shkita L'Yerf Min HaTorah, V'loit Tzrich El Nechira Simonim. You only have to kill it, like strangle it Simonim. Loit Tzi Adam Derech Simonim. You have to let the blood come out. Once you let the blood come out, then it's mutti, you'll not eat it. So therefore, the rice of the bird is mutti to eat. Therefore, there's no problem. For the Gemara Kasha, is this true? The Sof Rav Yosi Hochi, is it true what he's saying? That Rav Yosi holds these two halachas that ain't shkita l'yef min ha-Torah, and Chulam Bazar is lav d'iraisa, for a tanya would learn like this. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, mina yin l'chat esoif. Shehi bo ala sofik, hadim l'lachar is l'chat esoif, is brought even though on a sofik, shena necheles. The lachar is not allowed to eat it. There's a special kula on a chattis soif. You're allowed to bring it even though you only have a sofik chiyuv. A regular chattis on a sofik you don't bring. There's a special halacha on a chattis soif. When you bring a chattis soif, even though you only have a sofik, if you're mechuyev to bring it or not, I tell you, it says, go in zav, zava, misofik. You have a doubt whether you're a real zav, zava, or else for your ledis. For yeni your das in vlatet pilim ruach apilom. Or your ledis lady that was mapil. She doesn't know if it was a vlad or ruach. She doesn't know if she has the chiyuv to bring a korban or not. So halacha is in a sofik, you have a right to bring a chata soif. But the halacha is though, shein in a cheles though. But even though you're allowed to bring it, make the zrika, but the kohen is not allowed to eat the bird. How do we know this? Talmud Omer, the pasuk says, v'yazav ezoivoi, la zocho l'nekeva. So we say, makish nekeva l'zocho. Ma zocho may be korban alavadai. Af nekeva may be korban alavadai. That's pshita. Now, ma zocho may be ala sofik. Just like a zocher male, when he does it, when he has these inyonim bazav, he has to bring a korban ala sofik. That's halacha. Af nekeva may be ala sofik. The same thing by yoledes, a lady that has a doubt whether she was mapel of vlad or not. She has a doubt whether she has to bring these korbanos. Still, she brings a chatis oif. She can bring ala sofik. Now, uma zocher mimin shu maybe ala vaday, maybe ala sofik. The same type of a korban that he has to bring on his vaday zav. He brings on a sofik vav, a doubtful zav, is af nekeva, the same thing by nekeva. Mimin she mevi ala vaday, mevi ala sofik. The same type of a korban that she has to bring for a vaday yoledis, the same type of a korban she brings on a sofik, on a doubtful yoledis. Now, ima zocha mevi korban benechol, maybe just like a zocha, when he brings the korban, his nechol, you'll not eat it. Af nekeva mevi a korban benechol, maybe the same thing, the nekeva could also bring a korban, and it could be eaten, maybe it could be eaten. Like the Bantai says, ima zocha mevi korban benechol al sveikoi, the osham toli nechol. When a man has to bring an osham toli min asofik, does he have a sofik, if he did it not there or not, that's the loch of an osham toli. So an osham toli taka, that's the loch, it's nechol. Maybe af nekeva kishimevi al asofik ye nechol. Maybe when the lady, the Sufik Yeledis, brings a chatis soif also, the coin could eat it.